Mark Fidrich died yesterday. You may know him better by his nickname, Mark the Bird Fidrich. His Major League Baseball career as a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers was brief. He had one great season, followed by a handful of years marked more by injury than fastballs. But baseball fans in the Motor City and elsewhere still talk about that one great season. It was 1976, and NPR's Don Gagne, a native of Detroit, takes us back.
The mid-70s were tough years to be a Detroit Tigers fan. In 1975, they lost 102 games. 1976 promised little relief until May, when a young prospect came up from the minors to make his first major league start against Cleveland. He took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. He won 2-1. His name was Mark Fidrich, but everybody simply called him the Bird.
Well, everybody's heard about the Bird. The Bird, Bird, Bird. The Bird's a winner.
Forget Motown, that song was the sound of Detroit that summer. The win started piling up. Dan Dickerson is the Tigers' play-by-play announcer. Back then, he was a 17-year-old fan.
By midsummer, I mean, it was a phenomenon. And you look back at those crowds, 45, 50,000, time after time at Tiger Stadium. The whole state was in the grips of this 21-year-old kid.
Fidrich was called the Bird because of an uncanny resemblance to Big Bird from Sesame Street. He was tall and awkward, and he had a mop of curly blonde hair that refused to be contained by a baseball cap. But that was only part of it. He'd sprint out from the dugout, leaping over the chalk on the third baseline. He'd talk to the baseball. Between pitches, he'd drop down to his hands and knees and groom the mound, filling in holes.
It was genuine. This was who he was. I mean, he shook the hands of his infielders during an inning, not just when he was coming off the field at the end of an inning. If they made a good play, he'd go shake their hands. That was him.
But most of all, the Bird could pitch. He sold out ballparks around the country. He was the starting pitcher for the American League in the 1976 All-Star Game. He racked up 19 wins, was named Rookie of the Year, all on a rookie salary of $16,500. But it all ended too soon. He got hurt the following spring. He came back, pitched well, and then a shoulder injury. He said his arm felt dead. Comeback after comeback failed. The Bird retired in 1980. Fidrich returned to his native Massachusetts, bought a farm and a truck, and made a living. Always a hit at autograph shows, he'd also play in old-timer games, and always seemed to have the best time of anybody out there. Mark Fidrich was 54 years old when he died yesterday. The victim of an apparent accident while working underneath a dump truck on his farm. As a Tiger fan, I've wondered over the years what it must be like to be Fidrich, to live with the disappointment of a career cut short, of brilliance only barely fulfilled. A friend said to me it's like a movie, or a novel, or an opera. I agree, but even with its sad ending yesterday, it would not be a tragedy, because Mark Fidrich never gave any indication he saw it as such. He always seemed pleased that so many of us still remember that amazing year when everybody was talking about the Bird. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Well, everybody knows that the Bird is a winner.